Funding for this podcast comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
Welcome back to Radio Boston. I'm Anthony Brooks. Jay Gonzalez, the Democrat running for governor against Charlie Baker, wants to do big things if he's elected. Gonzalez wants to build up the state's crumbling transportation system, invest in early childhood education, a single-payer healthcare system, and green technology. Big ideas that cost big money. Now he's offering a way to raise at least some of that money by taxing the state's richest colleges and universities. Specifically, Gonzalez would put a 1.6% tax on their endowments if they're worth more than $1 billion. That would affect 9 schools in the state, including Harvard, which has a $36 billion endowment, BU, MIT, Tufts, and Wellesley College. And Jay Gonzalez joins us now to talk about his plan. Welcome back to Radio Boston. Good to have you.
Thanks for having me, Anthony.
So, Jay, why is this a good idea?
Well, look, we have one of the worst transportation systems in the country. It affects people's quality of life every single day in a very real way. It is the issue I hear the most about everywhere I go, and people can't depend on it to get to work on time. We've got, in our public education system, one of the biggest achievement gaps in the country, huge disparities in terms of the quality of education and funding for education between lower-income districts and wealthier districts. Families can't afford child care in preschool. We're one of the most expensive states in the country. It's become too expensive for people to go to our public universities and community colleges. We need to address these issues. These are some of our biggest challenges. And so I am proposing a $1 billion new investment on an annual basis to help fix our transportation system and get our education system to a place where it is a great system for every child in this state. And I've been honest throughout this campaign, we need to invest more in these areas to get them to a place where they're working for regular people all across the state. And I'm in this to make a difference for regular people.
So no surprise, colleges and universities are pushing back. They say that taxing their endowment will take away money from them, weaken their ability to support students, academic research, all that kind of stuff.
Well, you know, I am hopeful they can help out the state overall and help us strengthen our community by contributing in the way that I've proposed to invest in transportation education and also meet their own missions and charitable purposes. We were very thoughtful in the way that we developed this proposal. It'd be a 1.6% tax on those colleges and universities that have accumulated enormous wealth, in part thanks to the fact that they are tax exempt. And so the proposal would, we believe, provide meaningful new revenue to make $1 billion worth of investments every year to fix our transportation system and our public education system, and allow these institutions' endowments to continue to grow to support their purposes over time.
Right. Well, as you know, the Republicans passed a tax bill already that imposes a tax on college endowment. It's a 1% tax on investment income as opposed to the total value of the endowment. But now you want to hit them with this other tax. And we're going to hear from this later from them later in the show. Is that fair? I mean, these higher education establishments are major engines of the state's economy, and you're proposing taking a bunch of money away from them.
Well, look, my top priority as governor and the big reason I'm running is going to be to make a difference for regular people in this state. And we are letting them down right now with one of the worst transportation systems and an education system that's failing too many kids. So I'm not trying to hide that. I'm being very open about the fact that's why I'm running and that's my priority. Having said that, I do believe the colleges and universities who would be impacted can handle this. They've been accumulating enormous wealth, and a 1.6% tax on their endowments would, based on their average annual growth rate over the last 15 years, allow even the worst performing of the 9 colleges and universities who'd be impacted to continue to grow their wealth over time and support their important mission. I'm the first to acknowledge and recognize we are very fortunate to have these colleges and universities in Massachusetts. They're a huge asset to our knowledge-based and innovation-oriented economy. But having said that, it is time for them to pay their fair share to help strengthen our community for all the regular people across the state.
So let me ask you just one more question about this. When Republicans proposed their tax plan and the tax on college endowments, essentially, a lot of your fellow Bay State Democrats opposed it. Senator Elizabeth Warren, Ed Markey, Congressman Mike Capuano, they all said words to the effect that, you know, this tax is going to reduce things like tuition reduction, basic research and scholarships. So were they wrong about that when it came to the Republican tax plan?
Well, there's a very big difference, and that is that Donald Trump's total tax plan was about big tax breaks for the wealthiest people and the wealthiest corporations and taking money out of Massachusetts and investing it in other places. And my tax plan is very different. It is about asking our colleges and universities here who have accumulated enormous wealth to help out and pay $1 billion in taxes based on their endowments to help invest right here in Massachusetts in a way that's going to help regular people across this state. And we need their help right now. We're Massachusetts. We should not have one of the worst transportation systems in the country. We should be able to give every child and family in the state access to high-quality child care and preschool. We should have great public schools for every student.
Mm-hmm.
So I am not going to accept the status quo. I'm not going to accept that we can't do better. And people in this election are going to have a very clear choice between a governor who is satisfied with the status quo and does not have a sense of urgency around these issues, and whose whole operating premise is we can't raise anybody's taxes to invest more, versus what I'm offering, which is we can do better and we need to.
All right. That's Jay Gonzalez. He's the Democratic nominee for Massachusetts Governor. Jay, thanks so much for joining us. We appreciate
it. Thank you, Anthony. Appreciate it.
All right. Well, joining us now to talk more about this is Richard Daugherty. He's the president of the Association of Independent Colleges and Universities in Massachusetts, a trade group that represents private colleges and universities. And Mr. Daugherty, good to have you. Thanks for joining us.
Thanks for having me, Anthony.
So we just heard Jay Gonzalez say that these elite institutions with billion-dollar endowments are sitting on these enormous pots of money. They've accumulated these pots of money, these large pots of money, in part because of the tax advantages that they enjoy in this state. So why not give back a little bit to make these kinds of investments possible?
Yeah, I'm a little surprised and dismayed that we're even having this conversation in Massachusetts, given how important our private colleges and universities are to our economy. But I also think we have to be realistic. We're not talking about giving back a little here. This is a $1 billion a year proposal that would erode these colleges' endowments year over year over year, to the point that at some point in the future, the purpose of the endowment, which is to be able to provide into the future the outstanding educational opportunity for students that they receive today for the next generations of students.
But let me just ask you, though, Mr. Daugherty, I mean, when people hear about an endowment like Harvard's endowment, $37 billion, this huge pot of money that's just sitting there, I mean, not just sitting there. I understand that they use the interest to do all kinds of things with it, but that is a huge amount of money. Jay Gonzalez is only talking about a 1.6% tax on just a handful of the very richest colleges. Can they really not afford this?
I think there's no question that $1 billion a year spread over these nine institutions is a tremendous cost to these schools. The money from the endowments, as your previous speaker alluded to, and as you accurately characterize, is used to provide financial aid for students both from Massachusetts and around the country. We attract talent from all over the world to Massachusetts to go to these schools. A large percentage of those students stay here after graduating to start and join the innovation economy here in Massachusetts. And I think that we're being a little cute, suggesting this is a small price to pay. And I think it's also ignoring totally the tremendous contribution that these schools bring to Massachusetts every day in every way that you can think of. Just the work they do in research, the work they do in community investment, the work they do to really define what Massachusetts is all about as a commonwealth, as a economic engine for the country and the world.
Well, Jay Gonzalez has proposed a 1.6% tax. As you've pointed out, that would bring in $1 billion. So would a lower number be reasonable? Would any endowment tax be an acceptable idea? Or is it just the principle of any endowment tax is just not acceptable?
Yeah, I think the principle is an important principle to fight for. I think, and that was a fight that we sort of took to Washington last year when it was proposed. It was decided on decidedly partisan lines. I don't think there was a single vote out of the Massachusetts congressional delegation.
This is around the Republican tax plan you're talking about. Yeah.
Correct,
right.
Which included in it an endowment tax, the first of its kind.
Right.
And I think that, I don't want to get too philosophical here, but if you go back to the founding of private higher education in this country, it was remarked by lots of people, De Tocqueville for one, talked about how unique and charitable the American people were in terms of its support for the not-for-profit sector. It's unique to and it still is unique, really, to the world. Most other countries rely upon taxpayer-financed higher education systems, and we have this special constellation of public and private colleges in Massachusetts that every year saves the taxpayers about $2.5 billion in higher education appropriations, because we're not solely reliant on public institutions to provide the public good of higher education. We have 60 private colleges and universities here that are
Richard
providing
Doherty,
that public.
I got to jump in there because our time runs out, but we appreciate we appreciate your point of view. We appreciate you coming on the show. That's Richard Doherty. He's the president of the Association of Independent Colleges and Universities in Massachusetts. Thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you for having me.